Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Len O'Cree. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Len Okree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Okree hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scarborough for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell is hit by the pitch. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Okree and he is out, Kozar applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-1 in the game. Kozar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wooten hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Len Okrie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Okrie is 0 for 1 in the game. Okrie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 2 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn is hit by the pitch. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride moves to second. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Lou Boudreaux. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Okri and he is out, Christman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing shortstop. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Len Okri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Okri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Okri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to second. Carden Gillenwater pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bearden hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 3 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Evans pinch hits for Gil Cohn. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3. And Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.